One More Shot. What is your relationship like with that song?
I love it. It's like my baby. I love that song. I think that, like, you know, your first song that you ever put out is always, you know, I mean, I don't know how everybody else feels about it, but I love it for that reason. It's kind of the only reason I like it. Like, now, I think probably is I was just saying it so much. It's, you know, like, it's kind of second nature to me, but, like, I love it when I think about it. And when it comes up in a show, I'm like, this is where it all started. And I remember when I wasn't, like, signed to a label. I didn't, whatever. I was just kind of, like, posting my TikToks, living out in L.A. I was living in Huntington Beach at the time with my aunt and uncle. And, like, I was driving 80 miles a day, I think, back and forth from L.A. to, like, do sessions. I was waking up at 6 a.m., going to my little job, coming home, making my TikToks and my da-da-da, and then going up to L.A. and, like, writing and just trying to make as much music as possible, coming home at like 2 a.m., waking up at 6, doing it all again. That was my life when I did One More Shot. I remember, like, it got hard. Like, I was crashing out a little bit, and I just randomly one day, I was, like, going to go up to the studio, and I was like, I'm just going to post this. Fuck it, right? Like, it's my own song. People, like, no, I can sing already. Like, we get it, you know? And I was like, I'm an artist. Like, here I go. This is how we do it now. So I'm going to do it. And so I put it up. I turned off my phone. I wrote a pretty shitty song that day. Got in my car. And I saw it kind of just, like, moving. And I was like, I literally looked up and I was like, all right, here we go. Like, I was literally like, I'm fucking ready. Like, let's go. And I put it out, like, I think 5 days later or something.
Wow.
Like, it was so quick. Like, the turnaround was just, like, quick. Because obviously, like, you don't have a label involved. You don't have, like, people kind of telling you, like, okay, this is what you need to do. And then we need to get it on this. We need to get it on that. And, like, thankfully, my managers at the time, they were, like, ready too. They're like, we got it. Like, let's do it. And we just did it together. And then everything changed after that.
What inspired One More Shot? You, like, Take Back a Cheater or something?
What is it about?
Yeah, is that what inspired it?
It's, like, about... So, I wrote it kind of, like, about... killing
what?
Your ex. It's, like, about... Like, it's not about that, okay? Like, it's mentally, about figuratively mentally killing them. Your ex. It's, like, I remember... Like, I was freestyling. The song came... Because I'm a free... That's how I started writing, was like, I just get on a mic and I just start going. And
do you mumble or?
It's a little bit of, like, both. There have been times, there's this song that I wrote called Lonely Cry. I freestyled it. I got in the studio, I had like a beer. I got in the studio and I just went. I was just like, oh, whatever. And the whole song came out. Word for word. And it just, like, happened that way.
Interesting.
Yeah. And there are some times where I'll just mumble, but, like, through the mumbling, I'm very much saying something. That was how I started, and I remember, like, just finding my way, and One More Shot started like that.